Sandro Tonali supports problem gamblers during ban. Newcastle United midfielder Sandro Tonali has said that he hopes his 10-month suspension for betting violations has encouraged others struggling with gambling to seek the help they need. The 24-year-old Italian international transferred from AC Milan to Newcastle in July 2023 for £55 million. However, in October, Tonali was handed a ban by the Italian Football Federation after admitting to multiple gambling offenses. Tonali is set to return to action with the Magpies as they face Nottingham Forest in the Carabao Cup second round, marking the end of his suspension, inspiring others to seek help. In a recent interview, Tonali said that during the first 3 months of his ban, he met numerous ordinary people who suffered with problem gambling but had never spoken out about it before. He explained that when his gambling was revealed in the press and made public, it inspired others to get help and stop keeping things hidden, which made him very happy. Quote, "These people got help just by talking, at first by talking but then with another 1,000 ways. But the first step, the biggest step is being able to talk about this huge thing you're carrying inside of you that you've never done before and you don't have the courage to do. You have this enormous sort of block and this is the biggest step to take to resolve this problem." Sandro Tonali, Newcastle United midfielder, educating Italian players about gambling. In addition to his ban, Tonali has participated in an educational program and he also made 16 trips back to Italy to raise awareness among young players about potential issues they might face in their careers. Reflecting on the experience, Tonali said that for the first time in months he is feeling good. He said that he knew the team and fans were supporting him all of the way and that at no point has he been alone. He added that the first 3 months were very, very, very difficult, but that after a lot of hard work he now feels it is a new time, and that he has been training every day, even more than when he was playing.